Good morning, Alert Bay. Larry Hill here. Sorry to be a little late this week. I just got these minutes 2 days ago, so here we are on Friday. Before I start, I just want to acknowledge we're on the traditional territory of the Namgoose First Nations and how happy I am to be here with them. This is a summary of the council meeting for the Alert Bay Village Council, April the 11th. It took place at the Legion. We did all the regular stuff, got the minutes adopted and motions done, and the meeting began. We had a presentation by the Mount Waddington Health Network Coordinator about a regional housing strategy. It was an interesting meeting about getting everybody together. Councillor Granger actually asked an interesting question about whether any hammers to nails have begun yet, and no was the answer. Anyway, we decided that we would appropriate $1,628 from the Village of Alert Bay toward the Housing Coalition Initiative, and that was approved and seconded, etc. And then we had a resident request for a lease of Lot 4, Alder Road, to place an RV on this lot, and we did approve that with some conditions attached to it. Old business, there was a regional district email with further information on the proposed EV charging station. We are going to have another charging station here in Alert Bay, and we were deciding where it was going to go. So let the record show that a motion was made for approval, and then it was withdrawn to allow for the motion below, which was to table this issue until we contact them. We want to find out more about who's responsible if there has to be hydro changes made to increase the service, because these things do draw quite a few amps. Anyway, we're going to get some more information before we proceed with that. New business, the co-owner of 821 First Street, a building application for a rear addition onto an existing home, and it was moved and seconded that this be approved. And then there was a currently monthly set site renter application for April 1st to September 30th, and it was moved and seconded that this application renewal be approved. Correspondence for Action Nature Canada request for resolution for Ocean Protection and World Ocean Day. Moved and seconded that staff write a letter of support to Nature Canada. This information be shared in the next issue of the Bay Banter. Correspondence for information, Fort St. John extended our child care for shift workers. And the Minister of Canadian Heritage Festivals or events with Russian or Belarusian District of Yakulet press release ban on plastic utensils. Councillor Hills expressed, I expressed an interest in the similar ban on single-use plastics. Other members of council agreed that for it to work on Cormorant Island would make sense for it to be a joint initiative with the other local authorities. This item could be brought up at the next joint meeting. Civic Information, Commemorate Canada Program Funding Opportunity, UBCM, Canada Community Building Fund Update, Firewise Counseling, Fire Inspections of Hotels, Public Buildings, Animal Control Reports, Alert Bay Visitors Stats, and the LRCB Policy Directive to extend the expiry date of TISA authorizations and checklistings. It was moved and seconded that these items be received for information. Bylaws, a bylaw to amend bylaw 263, the frontage rate amendment bylaw number 804, and this was read for the first time this 11th day of April. Council reports, Mayor Buchanan traveled to Victoria to attend the AVICC annual conference. He networked with other mayors and regional district. Sessions included a welcome from Esquimalt Nation, Songhees Nation, Lungwagon Dancers, greetings from Premier John Horgan, welcome from host Mayor Lisa Helps, nominating committee report, keynote address working with Emergency Management BC, Ryan Wainwright, who's been extremely helpful during the Alert Bay local state of emergency for the COVID cluster outbreak, nominations from the floor for table officers, a plenary session, saving salmon 1 meter of shoreline at a time, island health update to Lee Hollins, address Honorable Joni Osborne, Minister of Land, Water, and Resource Stewardship, final comments and a wrap-up. He attended the April 2nd network breakfast with Councillor Granger at 7:15, and then the morning session was covered a variety of topics. In the afternoon, he attended the First Nations and Local Governments, the Future of Collaborative Governments. He presented with Mayor Dugas of Port Hardy, Mayor Colborne of Zabalus, Mayor Noel of District of Ucluelet, Councillor Fowler of the Village of Tassus on the difficulties small communities get in facing support. Mayor Dugas spoke on trying to get funding for fire trucks. Mayor Colborne spoke on the difficulties small communities face when getting grant funding. And we have a short time span to apply. Larger areas, of course, have staff that are just dedicated to this alone. We have to fit it into all the work that our staff does. Mayor Noel spoke on how their community is having to transition from a resource-based economy to one more suited to tourism. And Councillor Fowler was our adjudicator. She also spoke of life in small communities, lack of materials and supplies. And our mayor spoke on working collaboratively with First Nations. He attended the April 3rd network breakfast with Councillor Granger at 7:15 and attended the rest of the morning, which included day three opening remarks, nominating committee report, nominations from the floor, and a whole bunch of other stuff that you can look into if you'd like to see further. He traveled back home from Victoria. I asked him whether the highway conditions and clearing of trees close to the roadways were discussed at this meeting, which we had talked about in a previous meeting. Mayor Buchanan stated that there were regional district discussions on that and that some more clearing has been done along the route recently. He traveled to Port Hardy and attended the North Island Regional Emergency Preparedness Committee meeting. He attended the office to answer emails, sign checks, and respond to emails, and he answered emails and calls from home as well. Councillor Gordon had nothing to report. Councillor Granger attended with Mayor Buchanan the AVICC conference, participated in a zero net waste tour, which dealt with food recovery, composting, community kitchens, and methods of food waste. Councillor Hill, I talked about the city of Nanaimo and how their composting has greatly reduced the amount of waste, and we should check into composting again. Mayor Buchanan reported that the regional district is reviewing the feasibility of a program for composting. It made a significant difference in Nanaimo when we went into a green box program. It reduced the amount going to the landfill by a considerable amount, and it could be quite a saving for us to do that here, because we transport all of our waste off the island to 7 Mile. Anyway, Councillor Granger also attended a climate change workshop, debated fish farms with a fellow conference attendee. She reviewed the ethics document, draft of code from a past agenda, and have since read an article about a member of council from another community who left a meeting due to a disagreement about a motion. This was me. My report. I reviewed the ethics document that we had talked about us signing, which talked about being sort of together in our approach. And I sort of presented an article from the newspaper about another counselor from a different community who had actually left a meeting due to a disagreement about a motion. And I said, you know, it's normal for our system to have dissent. There's nothing wrong with dissent. I also spoke with a resident who walked off the ferry and was nearly struck by a vehicle at the crosswalk. The lines may need to be repainted. Councillor McGregor, nothing to report. Staff reports, Kane Gordon Fire Chief, he attended two meetings, a one-hour session on reporting on how training to do the online reporting. There has been full detail on fires and callouts. Mayor Buchanan was asked if he had used the online reporting. He said he had used it for reporting. There's an upcoming fire chiefs training in Victoria. There's wildfire training and different courses coming up near Campbell River. We had a member of the fire department pass away and the other members transported and escorted the coffin to the service. There is a fire department member who's researching the history of local fire department, and he may not be available. This is Kane Gordon, fire chief. Mayor Buchanan stated he will be available to provide information to him. Lyle McNish gave a 5-year financial plan. This report was provided to the council for information, more detailed information to follow. Lyle McNish is a 5-year financial plan follow-up document. It was moved and seconded that the staff direct to pursue option 4 for the 2022 to 2026 five-year financial. So this was, I mean, our CAO, Lyle McNish, you know, went to considerable effort to sort of look at all the different options we have in terms of raising fees. And so he provided different options that were he's trying to find an option that would not go into our sort of excess funds, spending our own money, just to kind of break even, taking into account the fact that we haven't raised fees and taxes very much, and there have been a lot of increases in like the inflation rate and things that we're all aware of the increased cost of just about everything these days. So we are going to have some significant costs in our taxes this year, and please have a look at the documents that are available through the Village of Alert Bay. There's a good presentation there that talks about the fees, and I believe it's like a 21% increase. I don't have that actual document with me, but you know, you can have a look at that and see, and then if you have concerns, please express those to us. There's a question period. There is a cost. What is the cost and reason for the water system replacement? Answer: the aquifer and reservoir are both good, but the pipes are old, there are leaks, and we have a low pressure event. If we have a low pressure event, groundwater could be drawn into the system. We believe this is the cause of the boil water advisory in the past few years. There are a few lower areas in the lines where the water can become stagnant, and the Vancouver Island Health Authority recommends that we fully chlorinate the system. We have been budgeting for a system upgrade within our five-year financial plan. However, the cost is substantial, and we would prefer to do it in phases. Our contract engineer will be doing an analysis to show which areas are priority for line replacement, so we can start with those areas first. And doing patching and paving of the roadways and then dig them up to replace a section of water lines is inefficient. We did have a couple of things to discuss. We excluded the public and discussed those matters, and then emerged from the in-camera meeting. There was an update on the Town Square grant application, which was provided to us, which has now become public that we did receive the grant to proceed with the Town Square. So that's great news. And things will begin there for sure. And the village has entered into a lease agreement for the upstairs space at the Alert Bay Harbor. And with that, the meeting was adjourned at 7:03 p.m. So it was a 2-hour meeting. All right, thanks very much for listening.